Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're locked in on Detroit.
All right. As we understand it at the moment, Matt Nagy is still the head coach of the Chicago Bears and will be flying with his team to Detroit in a matchup of teams in which I really don't think the outcome matters whatsoever. I'm not really quite sure what does at this point, other than what we're going to hear from Joe Buck and Troy Aikman after they get all of this juicy information in the off-the-record sit-downs provided by a guy who now, without question, knows that he's done or close to being done as head coach of the Chicago Bears. Thanks to everybody on this short week who has been a part of the show, especially the last couple days, because there's been a whole lot of memorable stuff. Thanks to Rick Camp and Mike Rankin, Ray Diaz for doing their work, Evan Thomas, Connor O'Donnell, our guest today, Mike Florio, and Hub Arkish. But everybody who's participated, really, especially the last couple days. I'm sorry Layla wasn't here to be a part of this, too, because it was just there was so much going on. And there's a really good piece right now that Cam Ellis wrote for 670thescore.com about it's sort of a primer for how to talk about the Bears with people at Thanksgiving. Maybe it's as the game is going on with everything that's happening, but these are very, very strange times, and here to usher you through the next 2 hours of them is this man, Lawrence Holmes, who joins us now as part of Transition, who is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Hello, Lawrence.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Seems like it.
We're used to this. We know how to operate in this, right? This is what we do. This is our milieu. This is what the Bears create, this level of discomfort that we now find comfortable.
Yeah, I've been working over the last couple of days to try to figure out how much stuff do I tell?
All of it.
Really?
Why not?
Well, because some of it isn't, like, completely substantiated.
Oh.
But well, some of it is.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
Yes, but some of it's really interesting. And, I mean, I will share some of the stuff that I've heard, like, hearing back from sources over the, because, you know, in the immediacy of the, a lot of people weren't talking. And over the last few hours, more people have talked. There's a lot of stuff here. I guess maybe I'll ask the listener to read between the lines today on some of the stuff that I say.
Fair enough. Meet you halfway on it. Yep.
Yes. That maybe I'm because I don't want to put myself like make myself a reporter again. I am not that anymore. But people do still tell me things, and it helps to shape. It's not all of my opinion, but it helps to shape my opinion on how things are going down. And it's just like all of it. You talk about the game not mattering. I think the only thing that matters about the game is it hours or weeks between the firing of Matt Nagy?
I would have fired him this morning. I don't see a reason to have him represent your organization for another week.
So I'm with you on that. I think that we do a lot of babality with football players and football organizations. I don't understand it. See, to me, if you had walked away, if you were Bears leadership at the highest levels, and you walked away from Sunday's game going, that's it. that like we're done with this guy. If that's what you needed to be done, to me, you could have immediately fired Matt Nagy, installed Mike Pettine or Chris Tabor, whichever way you wanted to go on that, and said, we're going to get ready for Detroit. And then there that wouldn't have been hanging over the organization's head, and you wouldn't have this report out there. I think that football people who love to say the word football often make their job more difficult than it is. And we, to a certain extent, give them some room and latitude to do that. The idea of, well, they couldn't possibly function in a game that's played 4 days from now if they fired the head coach. Why couldn't they?
Sure they could. Especially of course they could. What's left of this roster?
Correct.
Of course they could.
And we saw them do it earlier this year.
Saw the Raiders do it.
Yes, it can be done. So I think that we fall into giving them some latitude on how hard it is to do the football thing with the football people. When if this is what they wanted, there was an opportunity to do it. It's amazing to me the way that this organization goes about its business. And I'm not sure what they want to accomplish. And I'd love to hear, and maybe we will, I doubt that we will, but maybe we will at the end of the year, some clearer goals, and not just the goals, but clearer explanations on how they plan to get there and what are the things that are important to them as an organization.
Did you hear the hub bomb?
I did. I'm not surprised by that. And people who listen to my show will know that I'm not surprised by that.
Because you were among those who found the timing of that news to be odd. And a lot of us said, well, wait a second. It was like one of those record scratch moments. What happened? And we never got a good explanation for all of a sudden them flipping a switch and making the move that so many of us had urged them to make.
Flipping the switch. And remember that Nagy had had that bizarre press conference after the game was over.
Yes, Andy's our starter.
Correct. And then 24 hours later, that was not the case. Their plan was always to try and do this piecemeal thing with Justin Fields. I understand the idea of wanting to hold off on playing a young quarterback if you think that that quarterback is not really prepared for NFL, but you know that they've got NFL traits and you want to bring them along. I'm starting to lean the other way just because of the window that you have on the rookie contract and what could end up happening to your roster. Dan, look at the Bears now. Like, look at what they were thinking going into this season, where they were thinking, sure, we can probably get by because our defense, we still got Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks, and maybe Eddie Jackson will have a bounce back, and Roquan Smith might be the best player on that defense. Look at how quickly that can just go away, that you start to see the things that will keep Khalil Mack from being as big of an impact player going forward. Guys start to get injured. And at first, it's not a big deal. At first, it's like, oh, well, guys are getting veterans' days. Like, we've seen it from covering the Bears, where you have healthy players, then when you get to the middle point of their career, oh, this guy doesn't practice on Fridays anymore, or this guy doesn't practice on Wednesdays anymore. And then it's, oh, this guy doesn't practice on Wednesday and Thursday, but he does the walkthrough on Friday. This guy's getting a Veterans Day. All of that stuff ends up cascading, and it's not that guys aren't capable of doing their job. Like, if you're talking about a one play or one series scenario, 5 years from now, Khalil Mack in that situation would be able to go get the quarterback. But can he do it down after down, week after week? This is where we see things start to slowly fall apart on players. And it's a guy missing a game, and then it's he's missing four games in a season, and yep, there's maintenance on that player, and then he ends up being on IR. They had put all of that, they were thinking that their defense was going to be good enough to allow them to compete, and Andy Dalton would be a piece of that. But I'm sure the ownership looked at it as, well, we lucked into getting a chance at one of the prized possessions in the draft, quarterback-wise. Why in the world would we wait to see if he's good when we have a whole season to try and figure out if he's good, and it allows the coach to show you that he can do something with a young, talented quarterback? Because the Andy Dalton movie is the Nick Foles movie, and it's the Mitch Trubisky movie. They've seen that movie, hopefully, so why not allow the young quarterback to get some opportunities? That's why it didn't surprise me what Hub had to say, because it's logical. It's one of the more logical things that the Bears as an organization have done.
You brought up Andy Dalton, and there were some who have been clamoring for more Andy Dalton and talking about how the offense moved when he took over. I just saw these numbers that are sent out every week by Next Gen Stats. Last week, Andy Dalton was the least aggressive passer in the NFL. He had a tight window throwing percentage of 4.3%, but the lowest completion percentage above expectation at -18.4%. And if you've been following Next Gen Stats, it will tell you how aggressive Justin Fields has been throwing into tight windows while simultaneously, for the most part, protecting the ball immensely above expectation. And there are some of these things that have been monitoring this all year, and we still use a lot of old-fashioned, ham-handed statistics to look at this. Every time we've seen numbers on Dalton, it has been a reinforcement of how ordinary he is. And
we know
how,
who he is,
yes,
Dan.
Just, he's unbelievably, powerfully, excruciatingly ordinary.
We know exactly who he is, and we knew who he was when they brought him in. And this goes back to, this is part of why I think that Ryan Pace has to go too.
He will.
He will.
Get back there.
I think that it's an organizational failure that while there was quarterback or seemingly quarterback musical chairs going on this past winter, where and think about how quickly you heard about how hard Ryan Pace, how close he was to getting Russell Wilson, how hard he tried, and all of those things from national reporters who Ryan Pace loves to leak information to, like he did with Tony Romo last week. If at the end of the dance, your quarterback and their plan, Justin Fields was luck. That was the stupidity of other teams like the Broncos. Your plan was Andy Dalton. Mm-hmm. And that to me, in a season where you're trying, he's only been what, above 500 in one of the 7 years that he's been in charge. If your plan for the 2021 season was Andy Dalton, that's a terrible plan. If it's 10 years ago, decent plan. If it's 2021, terrible plan. And that's what they were walking into.
All of our discussion leads us to the fact that it's going to feel weird. There's a football game less than 24 hours from now, and it's not really connected to anything. It's so weird. I just got a text from a friend who's sort of trying to compartmentalize and contextualize what it is, and his observation was, it's as if neither team is playing in the NFL.
Yeah,
it's both teams in a free fall of badness, like they're playing in zero gravity, which is sort of perfect for a standalone national entertainment distraction that isn't connected to the rest of the NFL.
I think that because of yesterday, tomorrow's game is more interesting.
Well, the broadcast is.
Correct.
Not the game. To me, the broadcast is, because now Nagy gets to set up put ducks in a row and go into this off-the-record meeting, making sure that the nation has the best image of him when it comes to next round of coaching musical chairs and coordinator jobs and quarterbacks coaching jobs, etc.
And after talking to some people over the last couple days, I hope that he uses that, because I don't think that there have been a lot of good people around him to make his case, Dan. I think that there have been people who have abandoned him. And I get it. Everyone wants to get off the sinking ship.
Yeah, collaboration, collaboration, collaboration. Who are you again?
Correct.
Yep.
I think that that what we saw, if you just as a human being try to put yourself in Matt Nagy's shoes over the last 72 hours, you walk away going, I ain't got no friends. I've got no friends. And the people that I would have, that I stand and protect in front of microphones, had nothing in the way of protection for me.
I'm looking forward to listening today, Lawrence, because I used to say this term in the past sometimes when I was, and we all in our positions find ourselves in between reporter and talk show host still to this day. But the advice you gave, listen between the words and listen to what words are used, because I think if you're a Bears fan, over the next couple hours, if you're paying close attention and you're bright enough, you're going to be a smarter Bears fan for it.
Yeah, I hope so. That's the goal. We're also going to try and have some fun today on the show. I'll just give you a little glimpse of something that I'm working on here, Dan, and I'll ask you your opinion, then I'll let you get on your way. If you're looking at the coaching landscape everywhere, who do you think is going to use the Bears as leverage? If I'm putting a list together, give me a name for the list, because I got a list.
Harbaugh, depending on the outcome of the Ohio State game, first and foremost name I'm circling is Jim Harbaugh and his very well-connected, deeply rooted agents.
He is on my list. He's the number two guy on my list. Want to know number one?
Fitzgerald.
He's on the list. He's not number one, but he is on the list. And it would have seemed impossible that he would be able to go to the leverage play again, but he will be able to go to the leverage list.
It works every time. There's no reason for him not to. Okay. Who number one? It's not Fitz. Is it a usual suspect? Or is it an unusual suspect?
It's a well-known name, but I would say that it would be an unusual suspect for an NFL job.
Okay, I'm trying to think if somebody may be out of a job. Could it be Ron Rivera?
No, I don't have Ron Rivera as being able to play the Chicago leverage.
Okay, all right. I'm stumped.
Ryan Day.
Ooh, it was
Ryan Day going to get $100 million from Columbus, man.
I haven't mentioned his team, and I didn't even I didn't know what his current contract situation was.
He going to get $100 million from Columbus, because he'd be like, well, you know.
We'll get that Mel Tucker money.
I mean, it's so easy for Ryan Day. Like, Justin Fields, that's my dude. I mean, we can make it work, baby, in Chicago. Look at the offense that I got put together out here in Columbus.
Yeah, going Ryan Day, Mel Tucker money.
He's looking at Mel Tucker's deal. He's looking at Nick Saban's deal. He's looking at Dabo Sweeney's deal. And he's like, you know who I should be talking to? The Chicago Leverage.
That's a nice alternate name for the Chicago NFL franchise. Lawrence, have a wonderful, happy, healthy Thanksgiving. And I guess we'll talk Monday.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.